This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President-elect Joe Biden spoke from his hometown Monday evening, shortly after the Electoral College finished certifying him as the next president of the United States. Biden spoke about the history of the Electoral College, the historic turnout for the 2020 election, and called on President Donald Trump to concede. The Democratic president-elect also called on Americans to turn the page on the Trump era. He added, despite the divisions, democracy is still strong. The Electoral College vote is typically a formality, but this year it had more significance in light of President Trump's effort to overturn the results of the election based on unfounded accusations of widespread voter fraud. California, the state's most populous U.S. state, put the former vice president over the 270 votes needed to win the Electoral College when its 55 electors unanimously cast ballots for him and his running mate, Kamala Harris. Biden earned 306 electoral votes in November, compared with 232 for President Trump. It's an optimistic day as the first people received the coronavirus vaccine in the U.S., but it's also a day the country saw yet another devastating milestone during the pandemic, 300,000 dead. Data updated by Johns Hopkins University showed the U.S. surpassed that grim 300,000 mark. While it took 4 months for the first 100,000 Americans to succumb to the virus, some public health experts forecast another 100,000 deaths before the end of January. Similar surges are being recorded around the world as a number of European countries enter a second round of lockdowns. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Many hope the start of the COVID-19 vaccine campaign will be the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay said she was hopeful and relieved after receiving the U.S.'s first vaccine to combat the virus. Lindsay, who works for a medical center in New York State, said, "I feel like healing is coming." As expected, healthcare workers and the elderly in nursing homes will be the first to receive the inoculation. Hospitals around the country unloaded precious frozen vials of vaccine made by Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner, BioNTech, with staggered deliveries expected throughout the day and Tuesday. A few other countries have authorized the vaccine, including Britain, which started vaccinating people last week, and Canada, which began doing so on Monday. U.S. stocks ended mostly lower on Wall Street on Monday, this after an early rally disappeared. Investors are waiting to see if Congress can pull through on delivering more coronavirus aid to American people, businesses, and local governments. Meanwhile, in Europe, talks continue on trying to reach a trade deal between Britain and the European Union. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal that was unveiled Monday includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments to help with distribution of the vaccine. But the path forward is unclear. Congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding. There is a hoped-for deadline for midnight on Friday. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work on Monday. The government also ordered gun owners to disarm as part of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's efforts to restore normalcy in the northern region after weeks of war. Some power and telephone links were also restored in the regional capital after a communications blackout since federal troops' November 4th offensive. However, there were also reports of big fuel and food price hikes, water shortages, and accounts of hunger and harassment from refugees. Abiy has declared victory over the former ruling local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The powerful TPLF dominated federal government for nearly three decades before anti-government protests propelled Abiy to office in 2018. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.